Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Hello and welcome to Saffron Honey Chai. Now, it's summer, but the summer is winding down right now. And I know all of you are avoiding looking at your calendars unless you're trying to see what busy social activities you have scheduled for yourself. But the school year is coming back around. For many of you, this means another year of high school. For some of you, this means nothing at all, because my metrics have shown me that most of y'all are like in your 30s. However, for those of you watching right now that are between the ages of 25 and 55, I have good news for you. If you live in the state of New York, if you live somewhere else, I'm very sorry. I have no good news for you. Recently, as of this recording, Governor Kathy Hochul has come out and said, you know what? Let's get the kids back in school. You are the kid. Yes, that's right. Even you, 55 years old. You're the kid too. Thank you so much. So, in order to make that happen, she has rolled out this reconnect program with a few stipulations. First off, you can't have a degree already. So if you already have a degree, you may stop watching right now. It's fine. Go do as you would. Play a game of pickleball to ease the pain. But for reconnect, this is what you're going to get out of it. Okay. If you're not sitting, you need to sit right now. Covers tuition, books, and fees for adults ages 25 to 55. Now, many of you will say, well, what's the difference between that and regular student aid? I'm so glad you asked. To my knowledge, according to the website, it doesn't really matter about the income at this time. And other programs that would cover your full tuition would still leave you with fees. So you would get the full coverage for the base tuition, and in some instances, you could still end up with a $1,000 bill. And the $1,000 bill would be like tech fee, air fee, printing, those sort of things. And it could really add up. And of course, campus use fee, student government fees, things like that. So it will cover all of that and also your books. If you know how expensive books are right now and have been since forever for college, then you'll be quite relieved to hear this. Now, this doesn't cover every major. So unfortunately, if you're like really into anthropology and, you know, you want to make graphic design work, I'm so sorry. This also isn't for you. But if you are a STEM-related baddie, this is going to really work out for you, because the majors covered are the following. And this is a non-exhaustive list, but basically, if it's STEM flavored, you're good. Advanced manufacturing, artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, engineering, technology. So pretty open. Nursing and allied health fields. So nursing, occupational therapy, physical therapy, clinical lab science, things like that. Things that will work together for the health field. Clean and renewable energy. So get us off that dinosaur blood, please. And pathways to teaching in shortage areas. So maybe if you are super interested in graphic design, you learn how to be an art teacher specifically. So you get your art degree, you know, with a twist. Very, 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 very sorry to you about all the exams they make you take and how expensive those exams are, though. There is no avoiding that. I'm so sorry. However, in order to get this money, you do still have to fill out your FAFSA and TAP. And as someone who has been working with this population for a while, some of you are not doing it right at all. So I'm going to very gently and very non-exhaustively lay out how you're going to do this to make it easy for you so you can get your money. And then if there's any extra, get that money too. So this is how you're going to do it. You're going to start first with FAFSA. You can do your FAFSA. If there's not a FAFSA on file for you, TAP is not going to do anything. The TAP is not going to do anything. So even if typically you don't qualify for FAFSA, you're not like a green card holder, citizen, something, something, but you have another protected status, still fill out the FAFSA just so we have it on file. So there's something for the TAP to grasp onto. You do your FAFSA. Just fill it out as is. And keep in mind that both FAFSA and TAP work on your income from 2 years prior. So right now, we're in aid year 25-26, which will show up as aid year 26. As such, we need for 23. 2 years back from the first year. 23. So if you're going to take a break, you're not sure if you're going to come back for the 25-26 semester, it's getting a little tight, you can still get everything together so you can do 26-27, in which case you will need 2024 tax returns. You need city and state tax return to do both. So if you do the state, not the state, the government, like the FAFSA, you need your tax return. Usually a 1040, unless you have some specific designation. For the TAP, you need the IT-201. You only need it for like a few questions, but you need it. And you're going to need it for the right year. So 23 for this upcoming year, or 24 for the year coming up next. Okay? Okay. FAFSA, they made it much easier. It's much shorter. It's much simpler. Fill in everything. As so. And keep in mind, you must show like if anything has changed at a later time. So if then you were really rolling in it, $100,000, $200,000, you were doing great, and you don't typically get Pell or any other big aid amount, what you're going to do instead, still fill it out, still turn it in, okay? Don't negate that. Still turn it in. And then afterwards, reach out to your school's financial aid department. I mean, there's only two sorts of schools, SUNY and CUNY. This will only apply to them. You get them to hear your case and determine whether or not that can be changed. But just on the base, do that first. And then you do your TAP. The TAP is also quite short, but it's just sort of tricky. So just sit down and take your time a little more with the TAP. And unfortunately, if any issues arise with TAP, you do need to set up a conversation with them. You can do that on their website. It's almost always a month long wait. So, I mean, right now, if you see this video, even if nothing's wrong yet, reserve a time slot to talk to them just in case something goes wrong. And then you can cancel it and open up the space for somebody else. Okay. So gather those materials together. Batten down the hatchets, and hopefully enjoy a beautiful free degree so you can go forth and work. Now, to my knowledge, at this time, there's no gotchas about this. I will be keeping an eye on it because we were all similarly excited when Excelsior came out, and then it was like, oh, yeah, you have to stay in the state for as long as you're getting this aid. So if you get the aid for all 4 years via Excelsior, you have to stay another further 4 years working in the state of New York to sort of pay it back, or else it instantly becomes a loan. No interest loan, but it does become a loan. So keep that in mind. I will be looking into this more and updating you more about this. But please make sure, especially if you're a taxpayer, which you are, even if you just live here, that you're getting everything you can out of it. Go back to school if that's your dream. If you've been waiting, hoping, dreaming, but like, oh, I don't have the money. Now's the time for you. Even if you're not that interested in technology, I would say still give it a shot, because a lot of jobs, even if you're not interested in this field in particular, they still want to see that you have some college credits. And it does open the floor to you to get more scholarship money from other sources. And if you did have student loans from the past, then while you're enrolled in at least 6 credits, those student loans are now at bay. Yes, even if you have a private loan servicer, they must still respect your current tuition obligations. Now you might say, but I won't have any tuition obligations. That doesn't matter. That's fine. As long as you're enrolled in the classes, it does give you a little bit of leeway. So you can get yourself through, save a little money, you know, do your work, and come out learning new stuff, getting better connected in your community, and just having a good time. To my knowledge, at this time, it only provides up to an associate's degree, but you can do a lot with an associate's degree these days. You just need that base knowledge because a lot of these are still emerging fields, especially with AI, because something new is coming out with AI every few days. There's a new microchip. There's a new GPT. There's a new way to code something. So, you know, get in while the iron is hot, although it's been quite cold. AI has been out for a few years. I don't know why this took so long. Bureaucracy, you know what I mean? So you have the knowledge. You have the ability. If you have some questions that I can kind of answer for you, please feel free to ask. Otherwise, I will have no choice but to direct you to whatever school you're looking forward to going to. If you are like a prestige babe and you want to go to like the best CUNY or SUNY, by all means. Otherwise, if you feel like you're going to have a hard time with the classes, highly, highly, highly recommend just picking a place that's nearby that you know you'll be able to go to all the time. So if you happen to live right next to Brooklyn College, don't sit there and say, oh, but I've always dreamed of going to the College of Staten Island. You are not going to enjoy that long commute, even if you drive and listen to your true crime horror podcast. I'm telling you, if you get stuck in traffic one too many times, it will unleash a biblical rage inside of you. Please don't be the person who crashes out on the highway or on the bus on the way to school. And with that, thank you so much for listening. Like, comment, subscribe, and please put in your application. Take the money. Till next time.